Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel Abava is here, too. Joel is our good buddy, longtime Braintrust member. He is the franchise king, the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and he's here to talk to us about how to do that very thing. Joel, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. The Startup Guide to Lowering Risk, Money, Making Money, and Owning What You Do?
That's right. Owning What You Do.
That one, too. So check that out. TheFranchiseKing.com, right?
You got it.
So, Joel, if someone walked up to you and said, what's the best first investment I could make if I want to become a franchisee? I want to own, I want to buy a franchise unit from a franchisor. What would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them to get my online course, number one. And the second thing I would tell them is to spend the majority of their time on the research phase. They sign the franchise agreement and send in money.
Mm-hmm.
Because talking to people that are doing it, that have written a check already.
Been there, done that, bought a T-shirt.
You know, yeah, that is doing it in real life. That is where the true answers will come from.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's true for anybody doing anything, isn't it, really? I mean, if you think about it.
It really is.
I begged startup people who weren't franchising, I begged them to spend some time with a business owner, and some of them did, some of them didn't. But what makes people think that this is easy, Joel? What makes people think because they know how to buy and sell, they got an eBay account,
right,
or they know how to balance a checkbook, or run a family budget. What makes people think that that anybody can do this?
It is so frustrating for me because my goal is to protect people and to make sure that they know what they're getting into.
And to talk about three-fourths of them out of it, right?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Maybe 63%.
Yeah. Maybe half, a little more than half. I don't want to talk them out of it, but I want to kind of wake them up.
Yeah.
And I found over the years that dealing with really smart people, executives, middle managers who have been downsized, who know a lot about business, and quite frankly, who know more than me about certain things,
mm-hmm,
don't know how to buy a franchise, not because they're not intelligent, it's just because they've never done it before.
Right. Well, they also might have it in their head, not all of them, but some of them might have it in their head that since they've had this job that they had, that makes them a little bit smarter than they actually need to be, and that's a mistake.
Yeah, and they end up hurting themselves. On my free franchise quiz, one of the questions is, are you willing to get the help needed, even if it costs money, to make sure you do this right? One of the multiple choice answers is, no, I can handle this. I'll do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people check that box off. I don't understand. I just don't understand. Unless you know how to do something, how do you do it? I mean,
that is the curse. That frankly is the curse of all small businesses, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's that saying, you know,
they won't even get it for free, let alone, a lot of them won't even get it for free, let alone pay for it.
I know.
A friend of mine has a saying that I quote from time to time. Sometimes I give him credit, sometimes I don't. He says, the problem you get into is when you're not willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Say that one again. That's a good one.
When you're not willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. And that's just to me, that's a very powerful statement. And when you're to the point where you think you know it all and you're not willing to risk what you know being wrong for what you might learn that would be right, you know, that's the problem. And that's the reason why, folks, you need to take Joel's course. You need to buy his book. You need to listen to shows like this and others that are talking to you about these things. So So you recommend that they spend time with people who've actually done it. This is where the rose-colored glasses are knocked on the ground and crushed, right?
Well, if they approach this the right way, the quote I was thinking of before is, "We're all dumb until we're not." And it's true. I mean, how many people knew how to code a website? They had to learn. So when it comes to dealing with franchisees, the first part of it is to get to know them on the phone a little bit, mm-hmm. and to ask some questions. And once you've done that, you know, if you talk to 10 or 12 franchisees, odds are you're going to be able to bond with at least one or two of them where you feel that you're on the same page and you feel so strongly that they would help you again that you call back.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones to ask. You know, would it be okay if I drove or flew there and spent the day with you in your business?
Could I shadow you? Could I? That would be a good way to say it, wouldn't it? Could I shadow you for a few hours one day? And you know, I wouldn't even say all day. I'd say, could I come there and shadow you for a few hours and see how much they'll give you? If you say all day, they might say, "Oh man, I ain't got all day." But if you said for a few hours, then they might say, "Sure." Yeah. And then after three, they might say, "Well, let's keep going."
That's right. And especially if they know that you're coming from pretty far away, right. they're probably going to offer, just spend the day.
Yeah. But I would, I agree with that. And then, but you might want to offer to start with just your first approach.
Right.
But I'll tell you, if you haven't seen the Main Street through the eyes of somebody who's doing it, then you can't really appreciate what you're up against. There's no other way to replicate it, is there?
No, you really have to spend a day in the life and really, really get down to business and really observe.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little of the work if it's possible, but mostly observe. And you just kind of play it by ear. You use your intuition on how much you can do while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one caveat. It's really easy to shadow someone and to observe because there's no risk on your end. And it's really kind of it's too easy to say, "Well, this is me. I mean, everything is hunky-dory." But until you write the check and you are actually doing it, it's still
mm-hmm.
different. However, mm-hmm. being there and watching the business in action really can give you a taste of what your life as a franchisee is going to be like.
Right. When we come back, Joel, will you offer some questions? Will you give us some questions to ask while we're shadowing?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Sure.
So that's what you got. We'll come back, folks, with Joel LaBava, the Franchise King. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find him online and his books and his courses. We'll get some questions from him that you need to ask that person when you're shadowing them, when you're considering buying a franchise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.